Hello and welcome to Radio Eka. Eka is a yoga and meditation app from India. And through this podcast, we will explore the various dimensions of the body and the mind and delve deeper into understanding the true essence of yoga. The website is www.ekameditation.com. The series The Origins of Yoga is written and narrated by Swami Hamsa Yanananda Saraswati.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Conclusion of the Origins of Yoga. There is little doubt that in the modern world, yoga is often represented as a largely physical practice, which one does to keep fit, build strength, stay healthy, bust stress, or a combination of these things. Though there are certainly potentially wonderful and beneficial aspects of yoga, excessively focus on such things can actually make us miss the central aim. In the Yoga Sutras, yoga is defined as stilling of the fluctuations of the mind. What this and other early definitions of yoga all demonstrate is that yoga is traditionally conceived is in fact a mostly internal process. It is the process of cultivating a full and present awareness of reality in which all energies of the body, senses and mind are brought to a single point that can be made tranquil simply by opening to it and allowing yourself to be in it. The point of this focus can take many forms. The focal point could be those described in many of the classic yoga scriptures, such as an external object or tritak, an internal object such as a mantra or energy center, chakra, or a pranayama focus, or a physical posture focus, asanas. The focal point could be the cultivation of an attitude of love and devotion towards somebody or something, or the inner guru, as with the focus for bhakti yoga, or it could be the pursuit of true knowledge of the self, as in jnana yoga, or indeed the focal point could be an action that you're performing, as the case in karma yoga, or indeed anything in ordinary life. In theory, even things like cooking, gardening, along with many other everyday activities, can count as karma yoga if they are performed with mindfulness and awareness and the minimal no harm caused to oneself or other beings. It's not what we do, it's how we do it. It isn't how we perform a thing. It's our focus aside from that, towards the self. We often talk about yoga as method or practice. What is interesting about the term yoga is that it denotes at once a method, but more importantly, it denotes the state of being that the method ultimately leads to. Yoga, in the sense of goal, is simply the perfection of this process. It is better not to have a goal and to open to yoga. Yoga, in one of the dictionaries, meaning is to yoke with the universe, to become one. Integrated, expansive, yet grounded awareness that is continuous and effortless is called samadhi in yoga. This is a state in which one responds to each moment with one's whole being without the need for deliberation or effort, and does so not just with the context of yoga class, but throughout one's day-to-day life and regardless of how challenging our circumstances may be. Citing that, once you have experienced samadhi, your whole approach and attitude and the view that you have of life will be from an entirely different angle. Very different than actually reading about samadhi. Having experienced it gives you that unique new angle on how you view your life and the world around you. In fact, if you think about all the moments of Ananda, a state of sublime joy, you have ever had in your life, they have probably had come one thing in common, a common element. You were fully aware of the present moment, yet focused and relaxed and fully present to give the experience your whole attention. It is this very presence and integration, yoga, that created the Ananda. Indeed, it is the only thing that has ever created Ananda. In other words, all the true joy in your life has been caused by yoga, by yoking with the universe, whether you knew it or not. Yoga as method then is nothing other than the development of your ability to bring about that kind of state at will. So it doesn't actually matter if you can do a perfect scorpion pose or headstand or not. Great if you can. But if you've attained that ability to permanently reside in Ananda, the state of a waking kind of samadhi, that's when you know you are a true yoga master. Furthermore, the ultimate goal of yoga is not simply to maximize the number of these peak experiences in life, but rather to perfect one's ability to infuse the energy and insights of these experiences into the ordinary world around us. In this retreat, we have traversed over 4,000 years of history in our voyage through the origins of the history of yoga. Whatever yoga is, one thing is for sure, it is now more popular than ever before. Indeed, it is big business, and it's not too hard to understand why. It offers a world view that appears attractive when compared with our dominant materialist world. It offers a suite of practices that can help one to be fit, build strength, stay healthy, and be mindful. First and foremost, it offers us a way to bring our minds to that single point of tranquil focus amidst the busy and stressful modern world in which we find ourselves. Ultimately, I believe that it is of vital importance to retain an open and critical mind in our yoga practice. And one way we can do that is by studying and deepening our understanding of the philosophical and historical contents of yoga, and in particular, by remembering that yoga has a history. It has changed over time and will inevitably continue to do so according to the needs of the current age. The limitations of the materialistic paradigm have become increasingly apparent over the last century. Scientists are less and less certain of what it is they are trying to observe, measure, describe, or comprehend about our universe. This newly won virtue of uncertainty is a possible open door to a more spacious worldview that accommodates the psycho-spiritual aspects of existence. The insights and findings of India's spiritual traditions, painstakingly gathered over many millennia, can give us a glimpse of what we are likely to find on the other side of the door. Hari Om Tat Sat. The website is www.tantrikaashramtrust.org.